Welcome to The Gift of Grace with Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar. The Gift of Grace is a program where we read and teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah. And now, here's your host, Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. This is Phil Gigliotti here with Stephen Garchar.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Steve. Great. Great to be back with you again. And if you listened last week, I can't believe a whole week's gone by. If you listened last week, we had a very special guest. And interestingly enough, he's back. We have Pastor Adil from Kiryat Shimona in very far north Israel on the Lebanese border. And last week, if you were with us, you heard him talk about his testimony and how he grew up in Uzbekistan and how the Lord called him to Israel and how he got involved with a group of Jewish believers in a nearby city and then ended up back in his own city setting up a center for helping needy people, attracting people there and providing them with some needs and blessing them, and then going around the city, very similar to Joshua and the people, going around Jericho, going around the city and praying for the city, and how there was an awesome spiritual breakthrough over that city of Kiryat Shimona. And we're gonna pick up where we left off, Steve.
It was an awesome testimony.
It was.
So far, so.
And Pastor Adil is still here with us, and we're just having an awesome week, and we want to hear the rest of his story. Hi, Pastor Adil. How are you?
Shalom, Phil. Shalom. Steven. Shalom, everybody. Shalom, yeah.
Wow. Almost everybody knows that much Hebrew.
Shalom.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Two words.
Yeah.
But no, it was a really awesome testimony of how you're sharing how God broke through, how he sent you there first, and then how he, you know, showed you how to pray around the city and then broke through the spiritual stronghold that was there to allow the people to be blessed. And
yes.
So, why don't you share about, I know last week we said that you had a bus pilgrimage tour that you started. Why don't you share with the listeners a little bit about how that started and basically what happened after the breakthrough? And because you really, you know, you multiplied from 30 families to 650 families that you are now helping every month.
Yeah.
By God's grace.
Yeah, as I remember that I was telling you that 2 years ago, God allowed us to join to the Campus Crusade for Christ team. Actually, the name of our team is Light for Israel.
So wow.
Bringing light to Israel land.
That's awesome.
It's Or Ba'aretz in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. It's Or Ba'aretz, light for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have this desire to bring the this light of Yeshua to Jewish nation, and we were praying now with our team, and God just gave us this desire, this vision, you know, to start the bus evangelism. And we were praying about this, and God just gave us the way how to make it. And I'm so appreciated that Campus Crusade for Christ just brought in our team all pastors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have two pastors from Zerod. It's a southern part, you know, with Gaza, bordering with Gaza. We have one couple. They are directors of our team from middle of Israel. It's we are with my wife from the north.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have one lady more. That's Maria. She's also working on the southern part. So all of us, we are pastors, and when we received this call to make this bus evangelism, we try to make it through our churches, you know. And I started it in our church in Kiryat Shimona. And we just announced it to people who come to our projects that we are doing these bus tours to Jerusalem. And as Campus Crusade team, we were covering the price of bus. So the price for people, they are very so low.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it's maybe, 120 shekels for a person to go to Jerusalem for a trip. Mm-hmm. They were paying just 75 shekels. It's mm-hmm. very good price. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, started to participate to these buses, tours. And we just have these blessings from God that we're working with a tour guide. Her name is Marina, and she's a believer, spirit-filled, and she's making great job, you know. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. She's just preaching, you know. she's just working very hard to bring this gospel in this tour. So how we are making this? We are filling this buses with 50-55 unbelievers. And we take them to Jerusalem. By the way, to Jerusalem, we prepare their hearts by watching this Jesus film movie. And they were watching because mm-hmm. the theme of this tour is the last day of Messiah. And we are praying that God just opened their eyes to these people and understand that Jesus, he is Messiah.
Now, do you tell them before the trip?
Oh, yes. Okay. We tell them that the trip to Jerusalem is Christian Jerusalem. So they know already where are they going. It's not a surprise, you know, like we are bring them and then, okay, the surprise. No. They know where they're going. So it's their choice. We don't force anybody. Uh-huh. It's totally free. Everybody make their own decision. It's very important for us because mm-hmm. we don't want people to be upset, you know.
Sure.
We're not ambushing anyone.
Oh, yeah. And no. Yeah. So they are coming and, you know, they are, God just really blessings this.
Yeah.
We have already 7 buses just from Kiryat Shmona. 7 buses.
Wow.
It's 350 people participate in this and they heard.
Wow.
We just, you know, I just really blessing. It's a huge, door that God opened to preaching the pure gospel without any kind of pressure, without any kind of, you know, tricks, you know. You just preach them because they want to hear. They are coming to us. And, you know, it's so, famous now. They are booking in 2 months ahead all these tour buses. Now I'm coming back on the end of month to home and I have 2 more buses in November already. So people are very involved in this. They want this.
So how often do you take a bus tour?
You know, from Kiryat Shmona, from my city, we are trying to make at least 1 or 2 buses a month.
1 or 2 a month, okay.
Yeah, but because I'm very responsible for my wife, work with all the churches on the northern part from Mitula to Haifa, including Haifa, and it's pretty big area. It's with population about 1 million and more people. Mm-hmm. So I have to participate to each trip. So I'm go with different churches also, and I see how God is awesome.
Wow,
it's amazing. Because, you know, people are so hungry. They see the other side of Jerusalem, other side that tells about Jesus, you know. Maybe many of them have been on these tours with unbelievers, and they say it's a huge difference between 2 tours. Our, that the Marina, she's preaching and she's explaining about everything from Bible,
mm-hmm.
from Tanakh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazed them because they see that everything is true. And they heard many things that they never heard before in their lives.
Yes.
It's awesome that God is doing this, yeah.
How do they find out about the trips?
So, as I told you, that we are going to the churches and we are asking for pastors to organize this. And we afford them our help from Campus Crusade that we are covering these prices for buses, and many churches they are involved in this. And I spoke with many pastors; they are very encouraged about this because it's like a fresh way to bring the gospel to people because they are by themselves comes to us. And they want to hear this. It's like you go to fish with the net, you know.
Oh.
You just throw your net and just catch the fish and just then you separate from the bad to good, you know. It's a Jesus story, you know.
Yes.
So we are doing this. And then we just try to make it wider, not just to Jerusalem. We take them to Caesarea in Jaffa, mm-hmm. and tell them about how to be follower of Jesus. And we tell them about the Paul, that he was Jew, he was Pharisee, he mm-hmm. was believing in God. And we give them this testimony from Bible. Mm-hmm. And we teach that, we explain all it's about, the explain to people that's for them. Mm-hmm. That's Jesus. He's a Jew Messiah. That's all these first believers were Jews. Yeah. They were Jews. Were Jews. So you know, it changed their minds. And one very important point that we have in these tours, we try to find the believers who are original Jews and who already believe in Messiah, mm-hmm. and we ask them to give their testimony. Jerusalem, in Church of Christ, we just in Christ Church, we asking people who are Jews to give testimony. In Tel Aviv, we meeting with Jacob Damkani. And he is very strong evangelist. He's a Jew, and he was he has an awesome testimony also. Mm-hmm. And in Tiberias, so we are trying to give this explanation to people that mm-hmm. that's the right way for them, even they are Jews, mm-hmm. to believe in their own Messiah.
Wow!
In Tiberias, that's the four tour that we have. Tiberias, we have awesome guide. He is the owner of the boat. That we are taking this trip the Galilee Sea, and it's always worship, musical worship, you know. Mm-hmm. And he gave his testimony how he was hearing this testimony from others by making these trips, you know, on the boat. And he got saved, you know.
He was converted.
It's amazing, you know. Praise that's God. Because if I, Gentile, will tell them about Messiah, it's not such working but they, when they see and hear that Jews who believe in Messiah, they just change their minds, you know. It's brings something, you know, it just moves something in their hearts. It's an awesome tool that God just recently gave us, and we are so proud to be part of this. It's an awesome thing.
That's fascinating. You know, what you just said, the Lord brings a lot of Jewish people into my office, and I encounter a lot of Jewish people that I start to witness to. And when they say, oh, I'm Jewish, so I say, oh, that's awesome, that's wonderful. And they always say, why is it so wonderful that I'm Jewish? And I say, oh, because you're the chosen people.
Yes.
You're God's people. Yes. And my Messiah is Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Then they always look at me like, oh, he's crazy. But it's a great way to start evangelizing, because when you start to teach them from the Tanakh, and you start to go through the Torah and show how the things that are in the Torah prefigure Messiah, and how you start to talk about the prophets, then they start to get a little more interested.
Yes.
The ones who know the scriptures, at least.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, many of them don't know the scriptures, but the ones who know the scriptures, at least they start to listen.
Yes.
And you plant some seeds and hope that they start to consider it and think about it.
Yeah, actually, you know, we are trying to reach people and make these outreaches, we actually don't use this New Testament at all, mm-hmm, because it's very hard for them to understand. They grew and knew the Bible as only Old Testament, mm-hmm, Tanakh.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's usual that's understand it's Old Testament and New Testament,
right? Mm-hmm.
But they are growing in the atmosphere that's only Tanakh, mm-hmm, and that's is the holy word from them. And you can use this like Paul.
Yes,
Paul was
exactly
doing this. He was Jesus was doing this. He was going in synagogues and preaching from all these prophets, mm-hmm, you know.
Right,
Peter. Everybody was. So I just decide to myself, if Paul was doing this and he was, mm-hmm, successful, mm-hmm, so we can also do this, because, mm-hmm, it's only way, mm-hmm, to teach and preach about Messiah just only through the Tanakh.
Mm-hmm.
And it is good.
Yes.
It is good. It's awesome. And I just encourage the people who hear our show that we can't just put the Tanakh outside and, oh, it's old one. It's not. Yeah. Oh, it's not for us. Yeah. I heard these things. You know, it's yeah. it's a wrong.
Yes. Oh,
we
yes.
can't. We can't just you know just move it back. You know, and say just only New Testament.
Yeah.
We have to cooperate and bring these two covenants together.
It's all God's word.
It's all God's yeah. word.
That's one of the things that like Phil and I like to do on the show is really teach from the Old and the New Testament because you. There's so much that is prefigured in the Old Testament that was fulfilled in the New Testament. And if you don't understand the Old Testament, you really,
you miss something.
You miss yes. a whole bunch.
Yeah.
You miss
yes.
a whole bunch.
Yes.
And you can't understand the power yes. of grace.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
You can't understand the power of the cross if you don't understand the Old Testament. And yes. Steve and I do a lot of ministry. You know, we teach Torah to Christians basically. And,
oh, good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And,
it's
wonderful. You know, if you go on the website, giftofgraceministries.org, you can see some of the Torah studies that are there. But, you know, a lot of Christians here will say to me, oh, you know, I don't like the Old Testament because there's all those names, there's all those battles, and God was really mean then. Now he's nice, but then he was mean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. But once you start to do it, and I mean, Steve's been through a lot of these with me, we, you know, teach home groups and Bible study groups. Once you start to go through the Torah.
Yes.
And you start to tell them the history, the law and the prefigurements, you know, the types and shadows, like it says in
yes.
Hebrews.
Yes.
The types and shadows referring to Messiah, Yeshua, people start to say, wow, this is really good. This is really yes. interesting.
Yes.
Now, when you're preaching to the people in Israel, the Jewish people, like, what do you find is the obstacle or the biggest obstacle that you find that you come up against when you're preaching to them?
Oh, you know, of course I try to, when I preach to people, I try to, bring them to Yeshua.
Right.
And, that's a real problem, you know, because even they are agree with you about many things in Tanakh, it says, yeah, you are right, you are right. But then you says, oh, it's all about Yeshua, you know, don't you see that this, for example, Pesach, you know, what does it mean Pesach, you know? It's the same that was pointing to Yeshua, that he is our Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Bible teaches, you know.
Amen.
And when I say about this, that he is the lamb that God just gave for our sins, you know,
right.
to be free. And they said, oh no, it's your interpretation. No, it's still they have this many very, very big strongholds in their minds about Yeshua. I just think that's only God can change the minds of Jews, and as we know that it's written in the Bible that God will touch their hearts,
yes.
and they'll
right.
He will remove this veil from their
yes.
eyes, and they'll cry for Him. I'm just praying for this time, you know,
yeah.
that. So we are waiting for Gentiles, you know, to be saved
by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've quoted, you know, many times on our show from Zechariah.
Oh yeah.
About they'll look on him whom they've pierced, and
our
new spirit's going to be poured out on Jerusalem and the inhabitants.
Yes.
And even going back to Paul when he was Saul of Tarsus, and then after the 3 days that he was in Damascus and was blind, it says that scales fell from his eyes.
Yes.
And then when he talks to the people in the book of Romans, he says, oh, they have scales over their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like it happened to him. But then he said all Israel will be saved, so the scales are going to fall off.
But in this case, we can't miss something important. That's God still have the covenant with Israel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not deleted. It's not canceled.
Right.
If you are going to the book of Romans from chapter 9 to 11, you'll see
absolutely.
That God is says that he has this strong covenant with Jews, and they're still chosen people, and it's, you know, you can't just replace it and just change it.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's unchangeable. God.
Because they're eternal promises.
Yes.
Right.
And if God's promises to Israel are not eternal, then we don't know what other ones of his promises are not eternal.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to take that very seriously. Wow, we're coming up to our first break already.
Already, wow.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to let you listen
fast,
to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes very fast. We're going to listen to a little bit of music here, and we'll be back in a minute or so on the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220.
We will be right back with the Gift of Grace right here on AM 1220, The Word.
Call on the name of the Lord. We've been made strong. You have now been restored. Through the darkness is light. Oh, your kingdom is now inside. Lord God of Israel, arise. Consume us now.
Waters to the raining, and the day of the Lord is at hand.
Wake up and call on the name of the Lord. We've been made strong, you have now been restored. Oh, the darkness is light. Oh, your kingdom is now inside. Lord God of Israel, now with your fire, for every people and tribe, mountains of Israel, come alive. It's time to bring forth new wine from now till the end of time.
In the desert calling out,
prepare the way.
Good evening and welcome back to the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. This is Phil Giuliotti here with Stephen Garchar and Pastor Adil from Northern Galilee. And Steve, you're going to ask the next question.
Yeah, you know, Pastor Adil, when you were talking about like how that prayer just broke through in your city, and you were praying for a long time, and I know a lot of times when we talk to people about prayer, in our culture today, everything's so fast. Answers come fast. You know, we have text messaging and you want a response right now.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing about teaching Torah is that we come to understand that God's eternal, he's holy, and he answers in his time. And when someone doesn't really know God, they want an answer fast.
Yes.
And like you're praying for already 3 years, God's telling you to pray for 4 more years. But what have you learned through that? And can you share a little bit about that?
You know what? I was wondering why God was so much prayer, and I was asking God why we have so much have to pray around the city, and what I have in my heart, you know, this is an answer from God that if you want a big breakthrough, you have to pay big price.
Mm.
As much more you want, as much more you have to pay. You know, we are not living in such time that, I agree with you, Stephen, that everybody wants to get it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also just pray. Okay. Yeah. I have it now. Yeah. I want to have it now.
Right.
But, we have to understand that we are under God, not above the God. We are, yes. Sometimes we behave the other way. We think that's, you know, okay. I just, you know, put the coin and, okay, I want my answer back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not working the same way. God loves us to have this relationship in continuously way. We have to be dedicated to prayer. God teach me very, very clearly a way to give the first fruits of my day in a prayer. First fruits of the, why it's so important, you know? I say, why God, you know, I have to wake up early and just pray, you know, before I start my day. And I just understand he is worthy about, he is worthy. He is the God.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to receive everything from God, you know, all my life. I'm asking for my wife, family, church, children, all the stuff. And I understand he's the one who gives me.
Yes.
And he's the worthy one who received the first fruit of my day. And that's why God has teach us. And we have in Russian, this is like a sentence that, that says, who comes early, that one who will receive many, you know, much more. Because if you just dedicate your first hours of your time to God, he see that you honor him first of all, on the first. When people say, oh Lord, what is this Lord in Hebrew? Adonai. What is Adonai? Adon, it's a master, my owner. People sometimes don't understand that says to Jesus, you are my Lord, and they behave, you know, like, you know, he's a his worker, you know, our worker.
Yeah.
No, he's the boss.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that he was, that he give everything for to us.
Yeah, when you say that you want to make Lord, Jesus Lord of your life, what does it mean for, you know, for Jesus to be Lord over you?
To be on the first place on my, in my heart.
It's interesting because when my wife and I, when we first came back to faith, and we were baptized in the Holy Spirit, we started reading the Bible, and we would be, we would pray every evening. And then after about 3 or 4 months into praying and reading the Bible, the Lord started speaking to us, and he is saying that we were giving him the leftovers.
Yes.
And he asked us to start praying in the beginning of the day, the morning. So what you're saying, it really speaks to my heart as well. And there's so much, I think people can fall into an apathy, you know, into a sleep almost, like they become asleep in their faith and in their prayer life, because praying and interceding, we don't always see things happening real fast. And to persevere in that, I think that's a wonderful testimony as to what you're giving, as to how God has guided you through prayer and then has broken through spiritually to provide a blessing to the town that you're ministering in the northern part of Israel. You know, just blessing. And he's blessing all the people there, those who believe and those who still don't, or still are going to come to faith.
You know, what's encouraging me in the prayer and this sacrifice to God, it's a story about the prophet Elijah. Remember this story that Israel was in like a backslid, you know, just very far from God, and they were worship to values and all the stuff. And Elijah, he has this, you know, challenge for them. It says, okay, let's see whose God is, whose God is bigger one. And you remember this story, the, what is this, 12, buckets of this water, of pails of water? I was wondering, what is, why Elijah asked to, Israel people bring water and just throw to this, sacrifice, animals. And I was, I understood 12, pails, it's for one pail for one, for each of the,
tribes.
And it was very hard time to find the water. And, last four pails that they brought, it was, they, it's written in the Bible that they were seeking for every places and brought the last one. What is the water? Water is the life. It was, it's alive. And, I understood in this story, if you want a fire from heaven in your life, you have to sacrifice something. It's it's not coming, you know, free. You just receive the salvation in a free way. But it's free for you, but not free for Jesus. He paid the price for this, your salvation. He was on the cross, and it was cost him something. And you know what? And, and sometimes people behave in this such a wrong way. You know, that they say, oh, everything is coming by grace. No. No.
Yeah.
You have to know and have to pay price.
Yeah.
You have to dedicate your time to the prayer. You have to dedicate your time for reading Bible and spend time with God. Otherwise, you can't receive the faith. Jesus told that you'll receive the power, then you'll be in my presence, you know. Mm-hmm. Without presence, spending time with God, you can't walk in the power of Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and in the, use His gifts.
Wow.
It's not working this way.
Yeah, you know what you're saying reminds me of when Jesus is talking and He's saying, you know, there's going to be some of you that are going to say, Lord, we prophesied in Your name and we cast out demons in Your name. We healed people in Your name. And He's going to say, depart from me because I never knew you.
Yes.
And really because they didn't have a relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they were busy doing their own
yes.
things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All this story about 10 virgins, you know, five mm-hmm. foolish and five smart.
Yeah.
It gave us this picture. They were thinking that they are, you know, believers.
Mm-hmm.
But God told them, I don't know you because you're not in me. You're not in close to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cost something for us.
Yeah.
It's not coming free, you know.
Well, I've encountered many people that are older, you know, 60s, 70s, and they say, oh yeah, I was saved when I was 15 and I signed the card and I went. And I say, oh, great, what have you been doing? And I say, well, nothing. You don't have to do anything.
Yes.
And that always really gets me because, you know, when you come and your heart is transformed and you accept Him as Lord and you're filled with the Spirit, you don't say, well, I'm just going to sit around now and it's all grace. I don't have to worry anymore.
No, you know, I'm just almost spent 3 weeks in America, and I can say, what I heard and I was saw in Church of America. Church of America have to wake up.
Yes, amen.
Have to wake up. We are almost home, guys.
Yeah.
We are almost home. Jesus is coming soon, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I was preaching, you know, I was recently telling to my church, you know, says, you know what, people? 2 years ago, I was preaching to you about the signs of the last days,
mm-hmm.
and today I just realized that we are already in the middle of these signs that already happened.
Yes,
mm-hmm. We were telling about that. That's one of the signs is that every nation will turn back to Israel.
Yes.
Do you see what's going on now in Israel?
Yes.
Everybody against Israel. Everybody, mm-hmm. not just
the United States.
Even. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a time of wake up, you know, and said, wow.
Yes.
A Lord coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah
yes.
coming
Amen.
Soon.
Absolutely
so we have to be ready.
And it's moving faster and faster.
Yes.
And here, you know, in this country, we have so many different churches and so many different kinds of preachers. And you put the TV on and somebody comes on and says, oh, everything's wonderful. God wants you to be rich. And you're going to have a thing, and everybody says, oh, that's nice.
Prosperity gospel.
Yeah, yes. And so people say, oh, that's nice. God wants me to be rich. No, He doesn't want you to be rich. He wants your heart. He wants your heart to be transformed. He wants an intimate relationship with you, and He wants you to pray, because you're right. The time is drawing so short. And anybody who knows me knows that I always say there's no time to rest. There's no time to rest. We have to reach out with the gospel every minute of every day, because the time is very, very short.
Oh yeah, it's a good example for me. It's Apostle Paul. Amazing.
Oh yeah,
that he passed through all these problems, and he still was faithful to God.
Oh yeah,
he was faithful to God.
Yeah,
and I just like this this verse that he says, you know, my life is past, and I still have the faith, and I'm waiting for my word from God.
Yeah.
That's the way that we have to do, you know. You know, sometimes we say, oh, you know, we want to live in prosperity way and all the stuff. But you remember this prayer of Paul that he was praying for the good trip to Rome?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But do you remember what kind of trip he had? The ship was crushed, and the snake came to him, and all the stuff. But what is about? What is about? Why he asked, does this was a successful trip?
Mm-hmm.
I say yes, because the main point in his trip was not the comfort.
Right.
He was on the first class in a plane. The main point, it was the rich God with gospel, the room.
Yeah.
So he made this.
Yeah.
That's what's in his heart as a successful trip. And for us, we are just looking for around, you know, for first class.
Absolutely.
But not for the God's reasons, you know.
You know, that's a problem. He talks about how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was whipped.
Yes.
The Jews, the Gentiles, and the city, and the country.
Almost killed.
And he just keeps going.
Yes.
And he's preaching, and the guy, I can't remember his name, falls down and he dies, and he goes over and prays over him, and then he keeps preaching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's so important to get the message out. And that's where we are now. You know, we've been, Stephen and I have been talking about this for a long time, that in our time right now, we are just as important, not just us three, but the people of today,
yes.
the evangelists of today, are just as important as the men in the first century.
Yeah.
Because they went and preached the gospel in the pagan world and brought people into the kingdom. We're now at the end time, bringing the final harvest. And the world, I mean, Israel is a little different story, but Europe and the United States and Canada used to be Christian nations. Now they're post-Christian nations.
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost like you have to preach to the pagans again to preach the gospel. The people have forgotten even the fundamentals of what Christianity is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing about being a Christian, and I think this is something that I will always try and point out, is that the first believers, who were all Jewish, they understood that to be a follower of Jesus, to be a Christian, really meant to be a sharer in the anointing of Christ, the anointing to raise people from the dead, the anointing to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, and free them from the oppression, and to live in that fullness of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't so much about just being, oh, I believe in Jesus and I follow him. But it was about doing the works that he did and even greater ones than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were not looking for comfort.
Mm.
They were looking for a fulfillment of God's will in their lives.
Yeah.
That's what we need now in our church back.
Yes.
Because many churches, they are looking for a comfort life.
Well, see, in this country, we have very nice churches that are built in very nice areas, and everybody comes with a nice car.
Padded
chairs. Everybody
has
nice clothes on and sits there and says, oh, this is nice. And then after an hour, hour and a half, they say, oh, good, I went to church. This is nice.
Yes.
And then they go home.
Yeah.
Oof. Time is short. Here comes Paul Wilbur again.
Time is short.
The second break. We'll be back with you. Remember, you can find Gift of Grace on Facebook and at www.giftofgraceministries.org. We'll be back in just a minute or so.
The Lord is my strength and my strong tower. Why should I be afraid? The Lord is my strength and my strong tower. Why should I be afraid? Yeah.
everyone. Phil Giuliani, Stephen Garchar, and our special guest, Pastor Adele from Kiryat Shimona, Israel, in far northern Galilee. And before we get back to Pastor Adele, well, Steve, why don't you give the people some information here that might be very important to everyone.
Sure. If you've been listening the last 2 weeks and you'd like to contribute and help in their ministry, we're going to post this on www.giftofgraceministries.org and go to the ministry page. But there'll be a section there for Rivers of Living Water, and there'll be a website address that you can make a donation to. It's https://give.cci.org/give/286-9154. And if you don't get all that, go to the website and we'll have it there in the long form that you can, get it. But, it's a, we feel that it's very, a very important project in Israel,
yes,
and a very important time of ministry. And that's why we do the show, and that's why we, yes, have guests on like Pastor Adele.
Yes, and you can send dollars or shekels. That's
okay. any currency, they can convert. They'll convert it.
Yeah, or gold, if you want to send a gold bar
gold
or something, that'd
gold
be good.
Good.
Yeah, and as we were talking before the break, you know, because we're so close to the end time and because we're in the end harvest, evangelization in Israel is such an important part of that.
Yes.
Because that's where everything is going to turn.
You know, yeah, I can tell you this about 15 years ago, when I just make Aliyah, it was very few Messianic congregations, about 40, 50, maybe something. Now we are more than 220. And we see that through this time, God just increased and increased people and established these congregations. And I was asking one, God, why you just allowed us to be here? No, for what reason? And you know why? I just feel in my heart that when the Jews will come for salvation, somebody have to told them and show the right way, and we are be there for this reason, you know.
Yes.
God just preparing this foundation, this place that will bring these people, a big amount of people who desire and will seek for God, seek for Jesus, and know the truth.
Yeah.
They all can find and know that they'll come to our congregation.
And I just think it's really awesome too that we have Gentiles, you know, people who were not in the covenant like myself, teaching the covenant people about the Messiah.
Oh yeah.
That's just awesome.
You know, for me it's honor, you know.
Yeah,
I can tell
absolutely.
You that I was just, who am I, God? I'm just simple boy now from Uzbekistan. Why you just gave me such an honor to live in Israel? Because it's a holy land, and not just live, you know, but be a pastor in Messianic congregation and teach and bring the salvation, this new to Jews.
That's awesome.
It's God, you know why? I just, saw this in Isaiah, that do you remember this story that he was crying to God? He says, "Here I am, Lord.
Yes.
Here I am.
Hineni."
Yeah, because of this, you know, if you are the person who says and cry to God, "Here I am, Lord."
Yes.
It doesn't matter how old are you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter have you, you know, in a Bible school, all these degrees, you know, doesn't matter.
That's right.
God just look for a people with open heart and says, "Here I am, Lord. Take me and use me."
You don't have to go to the seminary. You don't have to go to Bible school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, we did a show, I don't know when it was, about Hineni and all the different examples. But the coolest thing then is later in the prophet Isaiah. We'll call him Isaiah because it's easier than Yeshayahu. But anyway, later on in the prophet Isaiah, God says to him, "When you do all these things that you mentioned, feed the poor, help the... then I will hear you and say, here I am."
Yes.
So then God says, "Hineni."
Yes.
When we call out.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah. Wow.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
I got excited. You may not believe this, but you're the first person from Uzbekistan we've ever had on the show.
You know what? through this 13 years,
I know you don't believe that. But.
No. That's okay. God just put in my heart so much love to Israel, you know, he changed my mind, and through this, for this three last years that we were praying for our people and nation, all this.
Yeah.
No, it, God just worked in an amazing way, and just, you know, I just understood that he just was changing my heart toward Jews.
Yes.
Because, you know, I was living in Israel, so, oh, yeah, that's good. But, you know, I just now understand that it's something happened in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I understand that's my people, you know, even that I'm not Jew.
Yes.
But I just say that's my people that I love, and it's God's people. And we just so, you know, widely work in this way. That's, I know that's a door that God opened, you know.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, after I first became a believer, I didn't know anything that was in the Bible.
Yeah.
And I started reading Torah. And reading and making notes and reading and making notes and reading commentaries and making notes. And I thought, what am I doing with all this stuff?
Yes.
And then sometimes I would go to an epistle or a gospel, and the Lord would say, go back to what you were just reading.
Yes.
And I would go back into the Torah, make some more notes. And I thought, what am I doing this? And then after many years, you know, I got involved with Messianic congregations and MJAA and witnessing to Jewish people on the street. And when you quote things from the Torah, when you show them things in the Torah, it has a huge impact.
Yes.
Because this is how you reach his people.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
His covenant to them.
Yes. You're right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
God allow us to do something, you know, that we are don't know in the right time, but after he just show us how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well...
Well, is there anything that is there anything else you'd like to talk about, like with your congregation? What's it like? What's a Shabbat service like at your congregation?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we have this at the beginning of Shabbat, because in Israel, you know, that Shabbat starts in Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we were concerned about this, when to have this Shabbat service in the beginning. Or on the last, Shabbat, on the end of Shabbat. And like a first fruit, you know, I just make decision that we are going to, first hours of Shabbat, we'll have the meeting and just honor Shabbat,
Friday night.
Yes, Friday night.
So you do Erev Shabbat.
So, yeah, Erev Shabbat, we have, this, meeting at 5 until 7. And then, on the, Tuesday, we have the prayer meeting and the Bible teaching. And every morning we are trying to have 1 hour prayer, 1 hour prayer in congregation. Mm. So everybody who can participate comes, and we just pray. It's awesome time. It's through this time we just many things they are received from God, and just correction how to go with this project, because this project we really had have to receive the wisdom from God how. Make this project working right, because so many problems, you know, around this project. You don't allow this, you don't allow this.
Mm-hmm.
To this. So
mm-hmm.
you have to know how to operate, you know, and God, praise God, just gave us wisdom. And all this through this, in the time of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
In the time of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know.
I've been to many Messianic congregations in the United States, and, 4 different ones in Israel. Now, during your service, can you just tell us a little bit about what the service is like?
Okay. We start with worship.
Mm-hmm.
We worship God. I don't care about the time, you know. I don't mm-hmm. make this so certain, you know, 3 songs or 4 songs. We just try to, you know, have this in as Lord as lead us. Sometimes we just, you know, just pray, continue to pray and just, you know, sometimes we just have a short worship and just a lot of time we just dedicate for prayer,
mm-hmm.
or for teaching. So we just try to make it as God as lead us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to make this, you know, certain way and just put the God in box, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the congregations in Israel.
Oh yeah!
Oh wow! It's
we know how to worship. Yeah,
it's on fire.
Yes,
and it's not 45 minutes. It's not an hour.
No.
It's not.
No.
It's long.
Yes,
and when it's done, you say, "Wow, we've been here for 3 hours or 3.5 hours, and it's just a great time."
you know, God was teaching me how to preach shorter. I was preaching preaching 1 hour and a half, you know, 2 hours, and my wife says, you know what? It's too much. And then I just said, okay, we have to finish at 7 at least,
yeah,
you know.
A lot of people tell me that. Yeah, or they're giving me signals in the back of the room going.
So really, your service is you want to get people into the presence of the Lord and just follow the Spirit.
Yes, we try because, you know, it's a point why we are coming to the church.
Yes.
To be with the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
To learn something.
Yes.
To receive something.
To get
not to just put we in our, you know, spiritual notes that we have been in the church, you know, this Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really to get into that presence of the Lord, into the Holy of Holies.
Oh, yeah.
Into that place where God's present. Yeah.
Amen. And I'm sure I speak for Stephen. You know, we encourage everyone there to pray for the believers in Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a very, very difficult mission field.
Oh, yeah.
There is hostility. It's a very difficult time. And if you personally know any Jewish people who have come to know Yeshua as their Messiah, they have problems within their family. They have problems within their community, within their neighborhood.
Yes.
And so please pray for them.
Yes.
And also pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
As it says in Psalm 122. Yes. And God commands us to pray for the city.
Yeah.
Wow, the music's coming already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor Adele, this has been another awesome show. I know you won't be here next week, but he will be back in the land, Haaretz. And hopefully very soon, Stephen and I will be at his congregation.
Yes,
and then, when we get back, we can tell you about
it.
Amen. Well, have an awesome evening, everyone. And Stephen and I will be back with you next week.
And
who knows what?
Doing who knows what. But in the meantime, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we hope that you have an awesome Lord's Day, everyone.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giliotti and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back next week when they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Thanks and God bless.